Government given ultimatum on amnesty. Protest grows. Puatai withdraws 6 other bills. The Democrats have given an ultimatum to the Puatai Party to scrap the controversial amnesty bill by Monday. By 6 p.m. on Monday, the bill must be rid from Parliament. Otherwise, we will do what we have to do, Democrat MP Sue Tay Turksuban, who was leading the protest on Ratchadam Noon Avenue, announced to demonstrators there. The ultimatum came after the protest against the blanket amnesty bill escalated yesterday. Bangkok Post reporters put the number of demonstrators at Ratchadam Noon Avenue at 20,000, up from about 10,000 the day before, while the Democrat Party claimed there were 50,000. Although the government has announced it will not resume efforts to push through the blanket amnesty bill if it is rejected by the Senate, the Democrat Party is not convinced. On her Facebook page yesterday, Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat said that if it fails to pass its first reading in the Senate, the government will not pursue the blanket bill. If the Senate rejects the bill and sends it back to the House, the government will have to wait 180 days to resuscitate it. However, Prime Minister Yingluck said the government had decided against taking that step. After 180 days have passed, the Puatai Party will not revive and adopt the bill and will not issue an executive decree to enforce it, she said. She stressed that the government has paid heed to the people's voice and it will not hurt their feelings. She also insisted the government will not use force against the demonstrators. Ms. Yingluck has canceled scheduled visits to eastern provinces today and will chair a meeting of security agencies to handle the protest. The intensification of the rally yesterday also led Puatai Secretary General Phum Tham Wait Jayachai to read out a party statement at a press conference yesterday, saying the party would ask its MPs to withdraw any amnesty and unity bills pending House deliberation. The party wants to promise the people that it will not propose or endorse any further bills that will stir up controversy, the statement said. Mr. Suthep last night demanded the Yingluck government remove the clauses in the blanket bill which grant an amnesty to suspects in serious crimes and corruption cases instead of killing it in the first reading in the upper house. He said despite repeated promises by the Puatai Party that it will not enact the bill if it is rejected by the Senate, he said, "We don't believe it." Instead of rejecting the bill, Mr. Suthep demanded the upper house resolve tomorrow that the bill be considered a financial bill, which requires the Prime Minister to endorse it and send it back to the lower house. Then, Mr. Suthep said, the Parliament President could convene all 36 House committees on Monday to also resolve the bill as a financial bill and return it to Ms. Yingluck, refusing to endorse it. In another option, the upper house could tomorrow approve the bill and then amend it to grant an amnesty only to people who participated in rallies without committing serious crimes. In so doing, it would not grant an amnesty to those responsible for killing protest participants and security officials and those who committed corruption, Mr. Suthep said. After that, the upper house could enact the amended bill after 3 readings in one day, and the lower house could convene on Monday to endorse the bill as amended by the upper house, he said.